Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, very warm and dry for much of the West, very wet for the eastern half of Florida, getting cold around the Great Lakes with, for millions, the first frost advisory of the season. That's covering all of Illinois, including Chicago, most of Indiana, northwest Ohio, southern lower Michigan, and portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri. And the chill will only last tomorrow morning as temperatures moderate pretty quickly into the week ahead. Wildfires continue to burn tonight over eight western states, but for firefighters, the wind is diminishing as it veers in directions. Still, air quality alerts for unhealthy air from the smoke, but there is good news ahead. Wet weather pushing into Washington, Oregon, and Northern California this week, starting as early as Friday, and wet weather across Florida. There's been a series of three cold fronts getting stalled across the southeast, producing flooding rains up the Atlantic side of Florida. Well, here comes the fourth in that series, the cold air around the Great Lakes behind this latest boundary. The problem is that these fronts get stuck and are plugging into deep tropical moisture over the Gulf of Mexico that's driving up the stalled fronts. It may rain off and on all week in Florida. And that sets up our reports on the tropics. That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. Thank you. All right, for our first Florida story, we're going into the swamps outside Port St. Lucie, Florida. A 61-year-old Florida man who's a wildlife artist takes his dog on two walks every day in his backyard. Now, his backyard backs up against the swamp. That's kind of normal for his neck of the woods. One Sunday morning on his walk, he's almost back to the house when in the swamp, he sees a gator. And this one's bigger than usual. This one looks like it's 10 feet or so long. My God. Not that unusual for him to see alligators, though. So he just starts walking back to the house and he hears a splash behind him. And the second he had turned his head, the gator just started for him in a dead sprint. By the time he turned around, the gator's just a couple feet behind him. He tries to run. His Crocs get stuck in the mud. The gator clamps down on his right leg. First thing he does is let the leash go and tells the dog to run to the house. And he looks down. There's a gator that's got his leg. His foot's hanging out the side of his mouth. The gator starts walking backwards, pulling him into the swamp. You or I would be frightened, but this is a lifelong Florida resident, a Florida man who's been there since birth, 61 years, and he knows what to do when a gator grabs you by the leg and starts pulling you backwards into a swamp. He promptly takes his left thumb and jams it in the crocodile's eyes. And he said he got two knuckles deep in that guy's eye socket, and the gator lets go. Florida man jumps up, runs back to the house. 66 stitches later, he's going to be fine. He plans to tell his story and express it through his new series of paintings, because remember, he's a wildlife artist, because that's what you do if you're an artist in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to go right outside of Orlando into Orange County, where a guy has one of these dash cams where it records one way into the cabin, and you can see him and his passenger, and then it also records in front, so you can see whatever is going on from the hood's point of view. This guy's driving his truck down the road. A little sporty-looking Mazda comes up, and it's tailgating him. He comes up, and he actually bumps the guy's back bumper, and then he speeds around, goes past him, and then he slows down until the first car catches up, and then the Florida man says he sees the guy stick a gun out the window and point it at his truck. And so he pulls out his gun, because naturally that's what you do, and he fires through his own windshield at the other car, and that car speeds off. So what does he do after that? Well, he goes and turns himself in. He posts the video on YouTube. You can hear the shots right here. And here's the cool part. As of now, no arrests have been made, because if that guy really did flash a gun at him, it could be considered self-defense or something, I guess. I don't know. It's Florida, man. Who knows? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, let's stay on Orange County and let's stay on the highways. 12-year-old boy gets mad at his mom when his mom's distracted with some chores. He goes and sneaks the car keys, takes her 2010 BMW for a joyride. Gets in a couple of car crashes there, bounces off a Mazda, hits a Dodge, and then finally rear ends a Jeep and comes to a stop. He had to be taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. No one's really hurt out of this one, but he did get charged with a couple of crimes, driving without a license, and careless driving. You know, they always talk about how these video games lead kids to be more violent, but look at this. It leads them to be horrible drivers as well. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Lee County, Florida, where it doesn't say where it happened. I don't know if it was in somebody's kitchen, if it was in a bar, or if it was in the dairy aisle of the grocery store, but two men get in an argument over which one's better, whole milk or almond milk. So a 30-year-old Florida man pulls out a knife, stabs the other dude as he's trying to run away, gets charged with aggravated battery. Everyone's going to be okay. But everyone knows the answer is chocolate milk. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
There are shows from the 60s and 70s that people believe to be extra cool. You can talk about them. You could admit you like them. They are symbolic of a certain point in time. But then there are other shows that you are forbidden from admitting you liked, like this one. Let's see. Tonight's stars are Eddie Rochester Anderson, Milton Berle, Gail Fisher, Mannix's secretary, Connie Hines. Do you know who that is? Nope, nobody does. Strother Martin. And Flip Wilson. Flip Wilson was a huge star, and he's on Love American Style. How could that happen? Produced by William D'Angelo. Which is important to note if you're in TV. Those guys are obsessed with guys like William D'Angelo. Let's hear another one. Let's see who the stars were on another Love American Style. No, we're not giving you a spot. 3, 2, 1. I hate it when I have to do this. Love American Style. Da, 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 da. Here we go. Da, da, we're professional. Hold on. In later episodes, in later seasons, in the first season it said starring, and then it went through tonight's guest stars on Love American Style. But in later seasons, it didn't say starring. It said tonight starring, just to clear up that none of them were permanent players, and I suspect 400 union rules and agents were very, very clear about that. Why does it keep dropping like that? I don't know. Let's find another one that might be in better shape. Hold on a second. Now we're gonna study this, and we're going to learn about Love American Style. I had season 2 up there, but it was a vignette show with the biggest stars of the day and complete unknowns, no doubt producers' friends. This is the most amazing one. Ready for this? Let's see.
Well, what kind of a surprise is this?
Who is this?
You're really mean.
This is Love American Style. Who is this actress?
I can hardly wait. I'll be here. Willie, do you know what the surprise is? It's a ring. I'm going to be Mrs. Henry Steele. It sure is. Bring it in.
Now, who do you think that actress is?
Whoever it is, cost $56 just for stamps. Well, that doesn't sound like Henry. And this 34 cents postage.
On a vignette comedy show on ABC.
Please, that's my gift to you and Henry. We'll name a baby after you or something. Get married first.
Don't you love the music? Listen to that music. She's opening a package. We're going to see what's in the package. High drama on Love American Style on ABC. She takes a knife to the package, and the package moans. Oh, my gosh, what could be in there? I'll bet you it's a human. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. She's going to take a chair, and it looks like she's going to hit the package with the chair. I'll bet you the package makes a lot of noise when she does that.
I love you.
What?
I love you, and I mail myself to you.
Look, you got to get out of here. My boyfriend's going to be here in 10 minutes to ask me to marry him.
I know. He mentioned it in the washroom.
Who?
Henry.
You know Henry?
Yeah, from work.
Oh, you're one of the kooks from the advertising department.
All right, coming up in just seconds, I will reveal to you who the actress is on Love American Style, a vignette comedy sketch show that was very big on ABC in the 60s and 70s. Have you guessed who that actress is? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm live on a Sunday night. It's you and I, very alone, you, me, Jim Kardashian, and we will try to guess who that is. This is Sterling on Sunday.
It's another one of those scenes that looks like Grand Theft Auto 5 in real life. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. It's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, part two on how to set up your first aquarium. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I just had a very unique experience in the shower. An experience I had never had before. I'll tell you the truth. When I have to shave, I really don't like it. I miss spots. I sometimes nick myself. And I can't get over how much these razors and blades cost. But today, I used a Harry's blade. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, horrible little razor companies, Harry's is not charging you more for product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still low priced. Now, let me tell you, they have a special offer just for Sterling on Sunday listeners. This is a spectacular offer. When I read it, I had to call a couple people in sales and say, are you sure? I can't go on the air with this unless you're absolutely sure. They said, no, that's what it is. All right, listen. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set if you use the code WALTER. Go to harrys.com. Now, what does this trial set include? It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle for them, foaming shave gel, which smells spectacular, a travel cover, all for $3, plus free shipping. Now, you have good reason not to believe that, so let me share it with you again. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with the code WALTER. When you go to checkout, just put in WALTER at harrys.com. It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shaving gel, a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. I'm Walter Sterling, and I endorse the Harry's razor. It feels terrific. The blades are remarkable. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Are you tired, like I am, of feeling pain every day and not being able to do what you love or get a restful night's sleep? I'm Walter Sterling. For over 15 years, I have suffered with arthritis pain that has been slowly taking over my body, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of the long-term risk or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylands, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Hylands is a natural product. It's a great product. Now, if you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout at Hylands, WALTER at checkout at Hylands, hylands.com/arthritis, you get $3 off your purchase. Or find these great products at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you. All right, it's 21 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Who is this actress? Who do you think this is?
We'll name a baby after you or something.
Get married first.
Yeah.
She's opening up this big gunny sack. She's now getting a knife. She's going to poke the gunny sack. It sounds terrible, but it's completely illegal. And this is from Love American Style. Now she's picking up the gunny sack. Let's speed this up.
I'll tell myself to you.
Look, you got to get out of here. My boyfriend's going to be here in 10 minutes to ask me to marry him.
I know. He mentioned it in the washroom.
Who?
Henry.
You know Henry?
Yeah, from work.
Oh, you're one of the kooks from the advertising department. Look, did Henry put you up to this?
Are you kidding?
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I suppose if you call in and you get it right, you have the right to a prize announcement. Now, no other show gives you anything because other shows, they really suck. I mean, they really suck. 888-688-WALT. James in St. Louis listening on KMOX. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Who do you think that actress is?
Marlo Thomas.
No, that's a good guess. It's from that era, Marlo Thomas, sort of that Marlo Thomas era, but that's not who it is. Now, you're listening on KMOX. How's everything going?
It's going.
That's that good Midwest laugh. It's going. Ryan Recker's coming on later. Do you like Ryan?
Actually, this is the first time I've listened to the show.
Well, it's a very powerful show on a very powerful station, and I thank you for listening.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Layton in Philadelphia, WPHT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Walter, good evening, and thanks.
Layton, I feel very close to you. What town are you in?
I'm actually in Langhorne in Bucks County, PA.
It's interesting. Nobody is ever actually in Philadelphia, so thank you for being honest. That's the first step toward recovery. Admission is the first step. Congratulations. Layton, who do you
think
that is?
It's funny. I wasn't sure about the female voice, but the male voice, I think, is steering me in the right direction. I think it's Cher, and I think it was Sonny Bono, maybe.
It's unbelievable. Layton, you got it exactly right. Exactly.
Fantastic.
Right. Now, listen, does Dom Giordano give you anything? No. Does Rick Zioli give you anything? No, but I do. So here is your prize announcement.
And it's coffee break time at Dennis and Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right, we're off to a very exciting start. We got that right. Because we were listening to Love American Style, and that was one of those shows from the 60s and 70s that you're not allowed to admit that you liked. Like the Partridge Family, you're not allowed to admit that you liked, but I liked it. I liked Love American Style because I could understand it. Now, you can admit that you liked The Love Boat because it was so camp and so cheesy, but you can't admit that you liked Fantasy Island. Because it was too camp and too cheesy and had dark overtones. We didn't really know who Mr. Rourke was. Was he the devil? Was he just tempting you to see how you'd behave? Oh, my gosh. There's Beryl Kravitz, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Nate Tester, Annie Knupp. Annie, listen. Annie Knupp, look her up on Facebook. She posts food that looks delicious. And even better, it's on nice, don't take it the wrong way, grandma plates. Beautiful with those blue designs, beautiful plates she always has. But at no time has Annie Knupp sent me any food. Now, Annie, if you call 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, off the air, they will give you my address and you can send me food. I welcome all contributions because it'll outdo whatever I'm getting in revenue from this show. There's Georgie Ann Brown, Sarah Abraham Dunford, Bill White, Eric Ferguson, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You are my midnight misfits. You don't belong. That's why we're here. And coming up, you will need your secret decoder card. And you'll be able to decode the message that I share with you, but only if you have the card. Now you're thinking, well, it'll take me weeks to get that. No, it won't take you weeks. You can get it right now. Go to Walter Sterling Show, S-T-E-R, Walter Sterling Show. And you go to Midnight Misfits and then download and print the card. And there it'll be. It will tell you exactly what you need to do to qualify as a misfit. You can't just be, oh, I'm a misfit, Walter. I'm a misfit. No, you're not. You have to study the qualifications. And then, more importantly, you have to study your obligations, what it is you're supposed to do to qualify as a misfit. It doesn't just, well, I'm a misfit. You know, a lot of people don't like me. No, I don't care if a lot of people don't like you. What about if nobody likes you? Nobody's ever liked you. What about if you stood there in kindergarten and realized not one kid had anything in common with you because what you like to do is sit alone in your room? You like to just sit alone in your room and have thoughts. All right. Well, that was me. I used to sit alone in my room and do what? What? Play radio. I'd spend thousands of hours in my room pretending to be on the radio. Thousands of hours. And the only difference between then and now is I was in a better room. I used to be in a much better room. Now I'm in the laundry room. I do my show from my laundry room. Oh, Walter, you don't really do that. You must be in a big studio. No, I'm in my laundry room. When I first said on the air that I'm in my laundry room, and my manager, agent, heard this, there was 20 seconds of silence. Walter, you said that on the air in his California accent. You said that on the air? Yes. That's called a show. We call that making a show. And now all these a-holes all over the country, thanks to the COVID virus, are being forced to work out of their homes, next to the dryer, next to their banquette in the kitchen, their kitchenette. Oh, we're working out of our home today. Whoa, isn't that crazy? It's out of control. Everything's out of control. Whoa. No, it's not. You're just stupid. It always, for 30 years, technically, it's been easy to do a show from your home. It's not a big deal, really. And so I've done it because that puts me closer to my kid. And I have kid stories. I have a beautiful 8-year-old daughter named Samantha. And Samantha's pretty special in many ways, and I'm going to share some things with you about that. Plus, you and I will talk about the horror of the pumpkin patch. The horror of the pumpkin patch. Why we're forced to do this, I will never know. But it's a lot to talk about. Your number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, and we will talk in just seconds about the unbelievable, stunning parade that was given for Donald Trump up Fifth Avenue in New York City today, and the astonishing horror of Bill de Blasio. I'm not going to talk about politics. Don't worry. We're talking about human etiquette. My name's Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. After a break of a couple of weeks, the tropics are starting to get active again. Nothing like September, but we still need to stay weather alert. Cat 5 hurricanes can happen, like Michael happened a couple of years ago in October. And this time, we're watching a tropical storm. Tropical Storm Gamma, the third name in the Greek alphabet, that's now forecast to stay a tropical storm and hug the southern Mexican coast. So no worries for us. But behind Gamma, by several days, is another tropical wave that has a 90% chance of developing as Delta sometime this week. And what is steering Gamma tonight will not be there when Delta approaches the Gulf of Mexico. So the speculation is that we may have another Gulf Coast storm to deal with. If you might be in harm's way again, make sure you replace anything used in the hurricane safety kit. And of course, we'll be watching for you. Now, quickly, the week ahead, and that means more rain and storms for Florida tomorrow and Tuesday, but the rest of the country will be quiet, just starting to get really hot again. Northeast rains will be added on Wednesday, more tropical moisture along the Gulf Coast starting Thursday, and by Saturday spreading northward to the Tennessee Valley. And here comes that needed Pacific rain on Friday. Yay! My email, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
She should have been appointed to the Supreme Court. Judy Scheinlin should have been appointed to the Supreme Court. Wouldn't that have made sense? And Marcus Lemonis, the prophet, appointed to the Secretary of Commerce position on the president's cabinet. And then Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Brien, Kevin O'Reilly, what's his name? Kevin, from Shark Tank, he should have been appointed as Secretary of the Treasury. All of that would have made sense, right? 37 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling live on a Saturday night. Doesn't this feel good to be together? It feels special. It's just us in the car. There's Jim Cardacci. Jim is driving an Uber in Florida on the Gold Coast. What a great gig, because I suspect he gets really good tips. And he takes fantastic pictures, which I post on our Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, and I appreciate the fact that you send in pictures. I'd like to see what you're looking at right now. Take a picture of it and then email it to me, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. No, I'm so stupid. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. I was looking at something. You know, you got to pay focused. You got to stay focused. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Send me a picture of whatever you're looking at right now, and I will post it on Facebook on Tuesday. That's what we'll do. I have to talk about this right now today. Our president got out of the hospital. Thank goodness. He got out of the hospital. And today, up Fifth Avenue, the busiest avenue in New York City, the cars are back, people are going to restaurants, but his supporters, President Trump's supporters, took over Fifth Avenue for blocks and blocks and blocks and raised signs of support for our great president. Here's a man who was sick. Now, I'll tell you what disgusts me. It disgusts me in a profound way. Put aside how you feel about Donald Trump. Put aside about things he said before he was president. And let's pay attention to the fact that he is president of the United States of America. This is a job that makes world leaders stand up straight. Salute him. Appreciate every word that he's saying. Who was one of the first people in the world to wish him well? Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin said, I know you'll pull through it because of your strength and your optimism. And he wished him well and showed some knowledge of our president. And this happened all around the world. Head of England, head of Egypt, head of Israel, they all saluted our president and our first lady and wished them well out of respect for the job, not out of respect out of everything that the man said or did or his attitude or his Big Mac consumptions. That wasn't it. They knew that to be the duly elected president of the United States is a job that commands respect, and the man who did it demands respect. Because many of those leaders were not duly elected. They were appointed. They shoved themselves into office. They shoved their opponents out of the way and got into office. The chairman of North Korea wished our president a speedy recovery because he's president of the United States, not because they're tennis partners, but because he's president of the United States. Therefore, I am disgusted that Mayor de Blasio, and boy, I hope I'm wrong. You're welcome to call me and tell me I'm wrong. But Mayor de Blasio has not sent his condolences, has not sent get well soon, Mr. President, has not sent a card saying get well soon, Ms. First Lady. Mayor de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, has not done that. How can you be the mayor of the biggest city in America and not wish your president well? And note the irony. The people who haven't wished him well because, you know, they're appalled by his very existence. Part of the reason they're appalled by his very existence is that he does not show the deference to the office that they imagine it should be shown, that they imagine it should be shown. And yet, when they have the opportunity to show deference and respect for the office of President of the United States, they are not even sending a get well card. They're not going to the Hallmark counter and getting a get well card. What hypocrisy. Then, Governor Cuomo of the state of New York decided to send him a get-well basket. And let me just tell you what are the ingredients in this get-well package. Are you ready? It says, the get-well package to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, following the news that they have contracted the novel coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. The care package will include fresh apples from upstate farms, bagels from New York City, cheesecake from Junior's, chicken wings from Dinosaur, barbecue, and apple cider. Well, it sounds like a pretty small potatoes get-well package to send to the President of the United States, but there's one item in it that particularly disturbs me. Chicken wings from Dinosaur Barbecue. Now, first of all, we can all agree that our president does not need any more fried chicken wings. But the other thing is, this is my opinion. I had Dinosaur Barbecue in Syracuse a week ago. It is legendary in the state of New York. They have a location in Syracuse and one in Harlem, and it's supposed to be the best barbecue anywhere anybody ever had. Oh, my gosh, the best barbecue. But my family and I, we all had it. And I have to tell you that in our opinion, the cornbread was burned and small. The ribs were definitely burned. And my wife had the pulled pork. Now, my wife knows something about pulled pork. She had to sort of disassemble the sandwich in order to eat it. There were parts of it that she found very disturbing. I don't think that was a great gift. You know, he wanted to send her real food, he should have packed up at Katz's Delicatessen from the Lower East Side. That's where he should have gotten it. Apples, that's nice. Bagels in New York City, blah, blah, blah. That's nice. But at least he did something. Bill de Blasio did nothing. Bill de Blasio did nothing. Here's Bill de Blasio now.
Yo, yo, yo. I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out. My administration embraces diversity and progressivism and what's a rhyme? Hold on. I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm loving it.
888-688-WALT. That's my number, 888-688-WALT. As you're driving from Bermuda to La Jolla, I'd love to talk to you on the crooked toll roads that shouldn't be there, on the side roads that are magnificent with the great things that say America. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, part two on how to set up your first aquarium. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's another one of those scenes that looks like Grand Theft Auto 5 in real life. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. It's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. I've had a spectacular experience in the shower. That's because I took Harry into the shower with me. Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors gave me a shave unlike any I have ever had. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores and grocery stores near you. Just head to the grooming section, or better, go to harrys.com. Harrys.com. And new customers get $5 off the Harry's trial set with the promo code Walter at harrys.com. It includes 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, which smells spectacular, and a travel cover, all for just $3 for the package. Free shipping. Don't forget to use the code Walter at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I was very tired of my thumbs hurting, my feet hurting because of arthritis pain. And I was leery to try, you know, prescription medications. I really didn't want to go there. Instead, I went to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com. Many people delay taking their pain medications because they're concerned about the long-term risks. I discovered with Hylands their new Flexmore. That's the name of the medicine, Flexmore, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And the cap's easy to open. It's incredible. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off. $3 off. Highlands.com.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Yo, yo, yo. I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out. My administration embraces diversity and progressivism and what's a rhyme? Hold on. I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm loving it.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right, let's you and I talk. Now, my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Thousands of program directors from across America are listening and going, what is Walter doing? What is he trying to do? Let me tell you what I'm trying to do. I do a show every week called Sterling on Sunday. It is live on Sunday night. Now, first of all, the shame of any radio station that's playing the, well, you know, we like to play audio from very serious shows. So they make a deal to run audio from Face the Nation. What an embarrassment. That's the best you can do with television sound, the wrong microphones, the wrong sound effects, the wrong distance from the mic, the wrong pacing, everything wrong about taking TV audio and putting it on giant radio stations. What a mistake. When you could take Sterling on Sunday, a live show, and a live show that takes phone calls and has prize announcements. Very few shows have prize announcements.
And it's coffee break time at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
If you had a chance to run a show that features prize announcements, why wouldn't you do it? I have a daughter, an 8-year-old daughter named Samantha. Samantha has a skill I have never had. I've never had till this day. Samantha, number one, it's time to go to sleep. Because if you don't go to sleep now, you are no way going to be able to get up tomorrow morning. Samantha is one of those sneaky children that plays opossum. You think she's asleep. All the evidence is that she's asleep. And then you find out that she has an iPad underneath the pillow. Now, with the online learning, Samantha sits in front of her computer in her room. We have a nice room for her, her own room. We have a nice computer for her, a correctly sized desk and chair, and we shut the door. And then we sneak in about 90 minutes later, and we see that she's on her iPad playing Minecraft rather than looking at the school computer, because what has she done? She has snuck it into her room. But Samantha has a gift that I have never had. I never will have. I don't understand how it works. It's a mechanism that she's got that is truly remarkable. Maybe your kid has it too. You knew kids like this. Maybe you, no, you weren't one. Why would you be listening to an AM radio station at this hour? Or even an FM in Kansas City? KMBZ in Kansas City. Alan First, brilliant man, brilliant man. Return my calls, Alan. She knows how to get you to be her friend in one sentence. Now, I have never been able to do this. There are Dale Carnegie courses to get people to be your friend that you could spend thousands of dollars to take, and you wouldn't be as effective as she is. And I say it without bragging because I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with giving her the skill to be a great friend and to be able to make instant friends. This is what she does. I have seen her in the playground with kids 3 years younger and people 20 years older. And it has the same effect. She'll look at them and go, "Hey, friend, follow me." I'm like, "What are you doing?" "Hey, friend, follow me." And they look at her and they see her saying, "Hey, friend, follow me." And she makes the motion with her hand to follow her. And they do. If I said, "Hey, friend, follow me," they'd call the cops. "Oh, a creeper. Oh, there's a creeper. Creeper." But Samantha goes, "Hey, follow me." And they do. And here's the best part. They follow her the whole time she's in the park. They follow her the whole time she's anywhere near her the rest of their lives. They have no say. It's a remarkable gift. My oldest daughter has the same skill. And I'd see her going into the park, gathering friends. And finally, one day, after seeing this over and over again, I said to my oldest daughter, I said, how do you make friends? You make friends so easily. And I'd see what she'd do. If she saw a group of kids, she'd sit and she'd watch them. And she wouldn't just charge into playing with them as I would. No, she'd watch them for a while, a Zen thing. And she'd wait for her spot. And when she'd see the right spot, she'd go into the circle of kids and go, oh, hi, what's your name? Oh, my sister has a ribbon like that. I have a sweater like yours. And she'd find ways to relate to them. She'd never tell them what to do or what to say. She'd just find points of commonality. A natural negotiator. And then by the end of it, it's that annoying TikTok. By the end of it, they were all her friends, and they were sad to see her leave. But she made friends easily. And I one day said to Dorothy, the kid who's at Syracuse University, and I say, Dorothy, you make friends so easily. How do you do that? What do you do? And she'd say, well, when I see somebody I want to meet or be friends with, I go up to them, I say my name, and I ask for their name, and I smile, and I see what happens. Like, what? What do you do? I go up to them, I say my name, I ask them their name, I smile, and I see what happens. Oh, my gosh. A whole Zen approach to making friends. Again, there are all of these courses that people take on how to be social, friendly, how to be popular. 300-page books on how to be popular, and really probably all it takes is you relax. Oh, she says, you relax, you smile, you go up to them, say my name, ask them their name, and I see what happens. But you see the whole Zen thing. First she relaxes, then she smiles. Then she says her name, and she asks them their name. And they're friends. I don't think it's that hard. But in my mind, to this day, it's a nightmare experience. When I have to go to conferences and conventions, or I go into a new place of work to do consulting work that I used to do, it's like, it's very hard for me. And it will always be. And I have no evidence that I should be afraid of those situations, but I am. It's the same thing true of most people on the radio. This is a trick. I seem to be very social. I seem to be popular because I'm talking to, in my case, millions of people. But there's no empirical evidence for it. I'm sitting alone in the laundry room, and therefore I have no stress. But you think I'm very social because I'm talking to millions of people, but everybody I know on the radio would rather sit in the corner than actually meet somebody. They'd rather sit in the corner with their ill-fitting Kmart clothes and order a pizza. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have the usual edition, drive-through brew, and lots of fun for you coming up in seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, very warm and dry for much of the West, very wet for the eastern half of Florida, getting cold around the Great Lakes with, for millions, the first frost advisory of the season. That's covering all of Illinois, including Chicago, most of Indiana, northwest Ohio, southern lower Michigan, and portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri. And the chill will only last tomorrow morning as temperatures moderate pretty quickly into the week ahead. Wildfires continue to burn tonight over eight western states, but for firefighters, the wind is diminishing as it veers in directions. Still, air quality alerts for unhealthy air from the smoke, but there is good news ahead. Wet weather pushing into Washington, Oregon, and Northern California this week, starting as early as Friday, and wet weather across Florida. There's been a series of three cold fronts getting stalled across the southeast, producing flooding rains up the Atlantic side of Florida. Well, here comes the fourth in that series, the cold air around the Great Lakes behind this latest boundary. The problem is that these fronts get stuck and are plugging into deep tropical moisture over the Gulf of Mexico that's driving up the stalled fronts. It may rain off and on all week in Florida. And that sets up our reports on the tropics. That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Yo, 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 I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out. My administration embraces diversity and progressivism and what's a rhyme? Hold on. I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm loving it.
I just think that you said it just to be stupid.
It's 8 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. I love the photos you sent. The Sterling snaps. Pick up that overpriced phone you have. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at and email it to me. And I will put it on Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. That's my email address, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And I'll put it up on Facebook probably Tuesday because tomorrow is my recovery day. It's the day that I recover from this exhausting 3 hours of radio. You see, other hosts can do this, and they're not exhausted. And that's because they talk about the same thing every single show, and I don't. I try to serve up fresh, quality, original radio. Fresh out of Costco. That's who I am. Fresh out of Costco. You know, Mrs. Sterling, we have to get paper towels from Costco. We don't have any paper towels. Now, my mother, Gloria, from Maplewood, New Jersey, did not believe in paper towels. She said, that's a big waste of money. She had cloth towels, and she would wash them, and they were nice. And I never knew about paper towels in terms of my daily life until I was in my own apartment. And it took a full year before I actually bought my own paper towels. A full year. But now I live with a woman and children who are obsessed with paper towels. They use paper towels continuously. It's almost a form of entertainment. And they're very fussy. To me, a paper towel is a paper towel. Oh, no, no, no. It has to have the right design, has to be thick enough, absorbent enough, has to be able to go on the spindle, you know, the spindle. It's exhausting. I have many questions about my daughter, Dorothy, who's 17 at Syracuse University, a great college, the college I went to. And I was a little surprised that she decided to go there because it was the college I went to. But there she is. And she had the usual freshman panic, incoming freshman panic. I'm homesick. Everything's horrible. I hate my roommate. I hate this. I hate horrible. All right, that happens, but it's profoundly compounded when you're in a quarantine situation. The first 2 weeks she goes there, and she had to sit in her dorm room. Pretty much that was it, in a not air-conditioned dorm at the end of August. Congratulations! What a stupid thing. Then after she was there for 4 days, they lifted the quarantine. It was suddenly okay. And I sent a note to the school. I said, well, can she leave her room now? No, 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 no. She should still wait to be safe. Shut up. It's stupid. There's a point at which it's just stupid. But now the quarantine's over. She can walk around campus, but it doesn't really matter because Syracuse University is not having in-classroom classes. Their classes are online. She'll go to a library, her room. She'll open up her laptop, which I had to buy her a new one, and she'll get her courses online. And she's sitting there going, why aren't I home? Why don't I just do this at home? I really don't have a lot of good answers, except it's good to have her out of the house. It's a blessing to have her out of the house. However, a week ago, she had a panic attack. Everything was a disaster. She wanted to come home. She couldn't do any work, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out she hadn't done any work. She hadn't done any work for over a month. It had stacked up, piled up, and she hadn't done the work. And she hadn't asked for help. We immediately put in, and I'm passing this along in case you have a panic attack, kid. We immediately put in all the support we could. We found out where she needed a tutor. We got a tutor. We found out the sort of psychological services the university had, Syracuse University. We made sure she got in touch with them. We made sure we put her in touch with the dean of students. The reason we put her in touch with the dean of student office was so she wasn't blown out of the school for having done no work for a month. Well, they set up a schedule for her to catch up. They set up a schedule for her to do the homework, to do the test, to sort everything out, and to exhale, to go, and you know what? Then mommy, daddy, and sisters went up to see her. And she just needed to see us. We spent some time in the car because we really didn't think it was a good idea to get out of the car because, you know, they were in quarantine. And she felt a lot better. She felt a lot better seeing us leave, I'll tell you that. I mean, who needs to see your parents like that? We left, and she's still good. A week later, she's still doing well. And that makes me very happy because she's my Dorothy. She's 17. She's smart. She's pretty, just like your 17-year-old, smart and pretty. But the great thing about college today, most colleges today versus when I was in college, was they have tons of support for these kids. If they hit a brick wall psychologically, emotionally, they have all the support you could ever imagine. Top quality psychologists, psychiatrists, and great teachers to help them get through it. Because going to college is a big deal. So my 8-year-old, when she hears that her Dorothy is panicking, my 8-year-old gets on the phone with her and says, "Dorothy, you have to remember, college is much harder than high school." And then she starts to go through all the things that Dorothy needed to check off to feel better. The 8-year-old is saying this. The 8-year-old saying to the 17-year-old, "Now, Dorothy, do you have any friends? Dorothy, what are the names of your friends? Are you sleeping, Dorothy? Do you have dreams?" And she goes through everything. Like a grand psychologist, the 8-year-old goes through everything. And it was so funny that Dorothy, at the height of her anxiety, had to laugh. I'm Walter Sterling. What have I got for you tonight? We have the usual edition, our brilliant parody of public radio, a disgusting enterprise if there ever was one, and the drive-through brew. Now, it's particularly important, the drive-through brew, the beer barn, because now you realize that tens of thousands of New Yorkers are fleeing the city of New York because they can't handle it. They just can't handle it. And they're fleeing to the suburbs where the beer barns exist. And you'll get to hear what's going on when a New Yorker hits the beer barn. And you and I will talk about Parma, Ohio, which in my opinion is where all elections are decided. 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, part 2 on how to set up your first aquarium. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's another one of those scenes that looks like Grand Theft Auto 5 in real life. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. It's coming up on part 2 of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know what an accessory navicular is? It's an extra bone in your feet. I hope you don't have it because it has caused me pain since I was 12 years old. The first time I got really good relief from that pain is thanks to Highlands Flexmore Medicine. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made for arthritis pain, minor arthritis pain. They have a daytime formula and a nighttime formula. Doesn't it make sense that arthritis pain medication has a nighttime formula and a daytime formula? Because the situation's different. In the day, we just need to get around. And Highlands Flexmore gives me that mobility. At night, you want to be able to take it easy, not feel any pain, and fall asleep. and it does that for me. What'd you say, Walter? What is this? Flex More Medicine, F-L-E-X, Flex More Medicine, from the company called Highlands. And you can find out about the company and the medication at highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. This medication comes with caps that are easy to open, and I love how it's made with natural ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And look at my body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. You can take them with your prescription medication, no problem. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase. $3 off your purchase. Highlands.com/arthritis. Or find these great products at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or a Rite Aid near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Harry's Razors. They keep making better and better blades, but they don't keep charging you more. They're not charging you more for the product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each and confidently stand by a 100% quality guarantee. Here's the deal. The online package, harrys.com, offers new customers $5 off the Harry's trial set if you use the promo code Walter at harrys.com. This is a great product. It includes 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, beautiful handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Well, usually they get you on the shipping, right? No, free shipping. Let me repeat. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover for $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use the promo code Walter at checkout and gives Harry's sharper blades a try right now.
Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
It's 20 minutes past the hour. You and I are driving across the country. We're getting to La Jolla, going up and down the California coast, going through St. Louis, Kansas City. That's where you find great ribs, in Kansas City. That's a hint. You can ship them to me anytime. Irene Robertson, Annie Knupp, Judy Anderson, Judith J.G. The reason I say Judith J.G. is she hates me. She hates my show. But she listens every week. And when she can't get it because they're running a stupid game, she gets annoyed. Judith J.G., Ron Layton, Jennifer Handel, Phil Luker, John Harper, welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday. There's Charlie Green. I love Charlie Green. He's the best listener. He's a super fan. He sends me recipes. Oh, I got to tell you a recipe. You ready? I'm going to give you a great recipe. This will sound silly. I discovered the best recipe for homemade from scratch hot chocolate. Are you ready? Here you go. I was in a hurry to make my kid hot chocolate. She had to get in the car, go with her mother, go to the train, boom, boom, boom. Here it was, and it was spectacular. I put milk in the saucepan. And then I put in Toll House cocoa, unsweetened Toll House cocoa. I put it in, and this is what they never do. They never do this in recipes. I mixed it into color. I said, well, what should it look like? And I put in enough Toll House cocoa till it looked right. That's the color I want my hot chocolate to be, that. And that's how I did that. And then I took a handful of sugar, measured it by handful, and dumped it in. And then, and this is again what they don't do, I poured in vanilla extract, but I poured in too much. I did it on purpose. I poured in too much vanilla extract. And then, like risotto, I heated it up and I never stopped stirring it. Now, every hot chocolate recipe I've seen says do not boil. I did not let it boil, but I never stopped stirring it. I stirred that and stirred that until it was really, really warm. And it was spectacular. It tasted incredible. Enough cocoa to color. Mix this till you like the color of the cocoa, and then vanilla extract. And then I stirred it, like risotto, I'd never stop stirring it, and I did not let it boil. There you go. It was incredible. That's how you make hot cocoa. It was fantastic. And then what's our other big news today? The freaking Browns won with 49 points. They won by 40. They got 49 points against the Dallas Cowboys. And Trevor Lawrence at Clemson also won by some incredible number of points. Now, that's all I know about football, that the Browns never win, but they've won three in a row, and Trevor Lawrence has Jesus' arm. You watch him throw a ball, watch his arm. He's not controlling that arm. That's a Jesus arm. That's the extent of my knowledge of religion and football. I hope you appreciated that, because you're never going to hear it again on my show. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Yo, 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 I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out. My administration embraces diversity and progressivism, and what's a rhyme? Hold on. I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay, okay.
All
right,
if you were decent at all, Mayor de Blasio, you would have sent the largest get-well package to Donald Trump ever in history, because to not acknowledge his illness and not to wish him well is a shame on you. All of these people saying, well, you know, Trump doesn't respect the office of the presidency, doesn't respect the office. Well, guess what? You need to respect the office of the presidency. If you're a duly elected official in the United States of America, you need to respect the office of the president, or you can never, you have lost the right to criticize him. Speaking of something critical, every week, Judy in Dallas, who discovered us on WBAP in Dallas, calls us with a terrible joke, like a dad joke, except a really bad dad joke. There's the magnificent Judy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, my beautiful Judy, who has the worst jokes in history.
Yes, I have another one for you. That's great. Well, here, are you ready?
I can't wait to hear it, Judy. I live for these jokes, as you know.
Well, yeah, okay. The skeleton walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "What do you have?" "Well, it'll be." The skeleton, he says, "I'll have a beer and a mop."
Oh, my God. Say it again.
Okay. A skeleton walks into a bar. The bartender says, what'll it be? And the skeleton says, I'll have a beer and a mop.
5 minutes left. Go, go, go. Come on, Ozzy, come on. 2 hours to go.
A Harvard dropout. A Harvard hopeful.
I need to get that scholarship.
Do you know anything about aquatic engineering? It's not as glamorous as you think.
Roger! What are you doing swimming?
This summer in Beverly Hills.
Keep an eye on the place while we're gone. We'll be back in about 6 weeks.
A pool master.
If I ask myself, self, what would Jesus do?
Jesus would open a brothel.
We'll give a beginner.
Hi.
Hi.
A real education. The Pool Boys.
Our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important, because we need to redraw the lines of how we engage with each other, both online and off.
Shut up. Shut up. Meghan Markle, how annoying is this woman?
It can train us to be kind, or it can train us to be cruel.
How annoying are you?
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important, because we need to redraw the lines of how we engage with each other, both online and off.
How am I going to do that?
We're exposed to online.
There are unions.
How we engage with each other offline. It can train us to be kind, or it can train us to be cruel.
Let me solve everything you need to know about this social media dilemmas. It's real simple. You're all volunteers. If you have trouble with Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, don't go on. Just don't go on. Bernie in Toledo, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. He dropped. What do you mean he dropped? Bernie in Toledo, 888-688-WALT. I was in this rant about Megan, and I thought, well, you know, I'll be polite to Bernie and take his call.
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important because we need to redraw the line.
Let's stop there. What does it mean to see our children through the lens of community? What does that mean? To see our children through the lens of community.
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important.
Seeing our world through the lens of community. Is that the sitcom? The TV show Community? That was a very funny show. It was a very underrated show, much like Love American Style. Community was a funny show with Chevy Chase about a community college. That's what it referred to. Is that what Megan's referring to, a community college?
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important.
That must be what it is. I don't think she went to college. Be my guess, she didn't go to college. And now it appears that if they don't leave California right away, they're going to have like an $11 million tax bill because it establishes them as actual residents. They need to leave California like right now. Get out of here now, or else they're going to be counted as residents and get a California tax bill. And that's a very different thing than if you're a member of the royal family. If you're a member of the royal family in England, you don't get taxed. Coming up, I have the usual addition for you, our brilliant, brilliant Randy Thomas-driven parody of public radio, which we hate, and the drive-through brew, where we study the inner workings of a beer barn. You drive in, you get your trunk filled with beer. We study how that happens and why that happens. Is there any other show that does that? No. This is Sterling on Sunday, and my phone number is 888-688-WALT. Love to talk to you as you drive across the country in the 18-wheeler. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather. After a break of a couple of weeks, the tropics are starting to get active again. Nothing like September, but we still need to stay weather alert. Cat 5 hurricanes can happen, like Michael happened a couple of years ago in October. And this time, we're watching a tropical storm. Tropical Storm Gamma, the third name in the Greek alphabet, that's now forecast to stay a tropical storm and hug the southern Mexican coast. So no worries for us. But behind Gamma, by several days, is another tropical wave that has a 90% chance of developing as Delta sometime this week. And what is steering Gamma tonight will not be there when Delta approaches the Gulf of Mexico. So the speculation is that we may have another Gulf Coast storm to deal with. If you might be in harm's way again, make sure you replace anything used in the hurricane safety kit. And of course, we'll be watching for you. Now, quickly, the week ahead, and that means more rain and storms for Florida tomorrow and Tuesday, but the rest of the country will be quiet, just starting to get really hot again. Northeast rains will be added on Wednesday, more tropical moisture along the Gulf Coast starting Thursday, and by Saturday spreading northward to the Tennessee Valley. And here comes that needed Pacific rain on Friday. Yay! My email, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
John Weatherby will give you a custom weather forecast just for you. That's why he gave you his email address. Does anybody else do this? No. 36 past the hour, Walter M. Sterling, Bernie in Toledo, Ohio. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Bernie.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Well, now that you're here, everything's fine.
Well, my comment is that in order to get respect, you got to give respect. And I don't see Donald Trump as having done that. There's no humbleness, no humility. And he, you know, just the way he projects himself and the way he talks about other people, that he gets that back. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like karma.
Do you think this has anything to do with the 9/11 conspiracy theories?
I don't think so at all.
Because when I look at the 9/11 building, when I look at the World Trade Center, it looks to me like a controlled explosion.
I was not there, so I really couldn't tell you.
And then...
I just seen the planes go into it, but...
And then nobody discusses the tanks that were brought into Manhattan the night before.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that either.
Yeah, that should concern you. Now, about the respect thing. The respect has nothing to do with paying respect to Donald Trump. It has to do with paying respect to the office of the President of the United States, such an important office that Vladimir Putin instantly wished him well, that the head of North Korea instantly wished him well, along with the chairman of Israel, Prime Minister of Israel, the Prime Minister of England, Canada, all the world leaders immediately, within an hour of finding out that he wasn't well, immediately wished him well. It wasn't because it was Donald Trump. It was because he was the President of the United States. So powerful that the minute there was a rumor that he didn't feel well, the stock market plummeted almost 300 points. And my gas went down to, ready? I hope you'll be jealous, $1.87 a gallon overnight. $1.87 a gallon overnight. That's how important he is. Therefore, we wish him well. Forget about who he is. It's to the office of the president, and for a small-time mayor of New York City, a punk, to not wish the president of the United States, another duly elected official, to not wish him well is such a profound disrespect that I find it appalling.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Well, what have we got coming up? We have another Florida story. At 47 past the hour, then we have Vic Ferrari with a great police detective story at 6 minutes past the hour. Everything is professionally timed out and laid out so that we get maximum time spent listening, because that is the key in radio. If you don't know how to attract a crowd, you had better keep the people you've got in the tent no matter what. Really, what I just said to you is how radio stations get programmed. Okay, we got to keep them in the tent. We got to keep them in the tent. How do we keep them to get listen longer? How do we get you to listen longer? And I have news for you, professional programmers. You can't. That's not a possibility. Because the minute a listener gets to the 7-Eleven, or in your case, Taco Bell, they're gone. Therefore, the key is to get as many people as possible to listen for 5 minutes. That's the key. That's the genius. That's what I know how to do. Do you know how to do that? No. But when you finally break down and admit, I need your help, Walter, that's when it will be spring. That's when spring will arrive.
Yo, 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 I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out. My administration embraces diversity and progressivism and what's a rhyme? Hold on. I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm loving it.
I just think that you said it just to be stupid.
888-688-WALT. I look forward to talking to you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, part two on how to set up your first aquarium. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's another one of those scenes that looks like Grand Theft Auto 5 in real life. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. It's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I'm always a little afraid when I'm done shaving that I missed a spot. You know, that I missed a spot. And that's because there are risky spots on my face that if I shave, they might cut. I might get a little bleeding. I don't want any of that, especially if I'm going to a big meeting. I'm doing something big and powerful, as talk show hosts do. I have found this amazing fact. That with Harry's razors, they have the sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they don't charge you more when they improve their product. These are great, stunning products. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research and development to the factory floor. This allows them to keep the prices low. They confidently stand by a 100% quality guarantee on Harrys.com. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with the promo code Walter at Harrys.com. Now, what does this include? It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. All of this, all three of those items for $3. Well, usually they get you on the shipping and handling, right? No. The shipping and handling is free. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. All this for $3 if you use the promo code Walter at Harrys.com. I love this offer. It's really unbelievable to get a razor set that has everything in it you need for $3. Let me repeat. It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use the code Walter at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday in St. Petersburg, Florida, a 40-year-old Florida man and his nephew stop off for a quick lunch at the 7-Eleven. Standing next to the front door is a woman who's obviously a little messed up on drugs. She's 28 years old, looks like she's going on 60. And she is doing a lewd and lascivious act with herself, leaning on the wall next to the front door at the 7-Eleven. So the uncle pulls out his phone and does what you're supposed to do. No, not call the cops. He starts videoing the incident. Other people call the cops. And the weird thing about this is 99 times out of 100, actually more like 999 times out of 1,000, if there's someone who's doing a lewd and lascivious act with themselves next to the front door at the 7-Eleven, it's going to be a guy. But in Florida, sometimes it's a fairly attractive woman. To be honest, I'm surprised somebody called the cops. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What? For our next Florida story, we go to Wildwood, Florida. It's 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, and a police officer in the parking lot of a grocery store with a little strip mall on it sees a woman sitting alone in her car, kind of in a vacant area. So he goes up to check on her. Now, he's in full uniform. She must not be in her right mind because she invites him to have a seat in the passenger car and smoke a joint with her. He's not sure if it's real or not, so he goes ahead and sits in there, and sure enough, there's a little mason jar with some weed in it, and there's some rolling papers. And she invites him to smoke a joint, and he says, well, do you have a medical license card? And she says, no, I very much would like to get a prescription. I don't have one yet. And he goes, well, this is illegal. He takes her into custody, and I guess she didn't know it was illegal. She just invites a cop who's in full uniform to come smoke a joint with her, knowing damn well she doesn't have a card. That must be some good weed. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, we saved our best story for last. This is going to be our third story today that happened on I-4. This time it's in Polk County, Florida. We're at 7:45 in the morning on a Friday. People are coming in and out of the gas station trying to beat the morning rush. And a young lady is pumping gas in her car when a 32-year-old Florida man jumps into the driver's seat, hoping the keys are in it so he can drive off with it. Well, the keys are not in it. And the lady, quick thinking, takes the gas nozzle out of her car, points it at the Florida man, and sprays him with gas. So he jumps out, goes across the pumps, tries to jump into another car that's actually parked in front of the store. And he's unfortunate there because that Florida man had just got out of his little town and country. It's a maroon minivan looking thing. He has a gun on him. So he pulls his gun like it's some Quentin Tarantino movie. And all he has to do is scream at him, get out of my vehicle. So the Florida man does. He runs out to the highway exit. People are chasing him, and to get away from them, he jumps off the bridge down onto the freeway below. Again, like a Quentin Tarantino movie. There's a big box truck, like a U-Haul, that has to swerve to miss him, and it crashes into the retaining wall. Another semi has to slam on the brakes and bumps into that box truck. People are stopping on both sides of the highway to watch the spectacle. So he jumps the median, tries to get into another guy's car. He pulls on the door handle, and the guy locks it a second before he gets that pull in. So he goes to this red Chevy Equinox. He jumps in the passenger seat. The driver of that one doesn't want to have anything to do with him. He throws it in park, takes the keys out of the ignition, opens his door, and starts running. So here he is. He's been in four cars now. He hasn't been able to steal one of them. Finally, the police are there. They corral him. They get him in the back of a squad car. And everything I just described to you in this story is completely indistinguishable from a little 2.5-minute span playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Except it's real. It really happens. In Florida, a lot. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. Springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
50 minutes past the hour, 50 minutes past the hour. You and I are driving across the country in our 18-wheeler, headed back from the weekend we had in the mountains, and it feels good. You might be headed for the third shift or the late shift in Las Vegas, listening on KXNT. It is an honor to be with you, and I love talking to you. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I've got an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Send me a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. I'll post a Sterling snap on my Facebook page on Tuesday, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. I love seeing what you're looking at. It's fascinating to me, especially your truck driver. Please don't take a picture when you're driving, but when you pull over, those are the best pictures. Fantastic. And then for a long time, I get these photos from Chicago police who were listening on WLS, and they would take these pictures under the underpasses. It was amazing what Chicago police see all day and all night. And I respect you, officer. Thank you for doing that incredible job. Incredible job. 888-688-WALT. Now, here's the real problem. What I try to get to before I go on the air is, what is my real issue? What am I really thinking about? It's never the front page of the newspaper. It's never the home page of this or that. It's never what I'm supposed to be. No, it's always something else. And I'll watch CNN and Fox News, and I'll try to get very engaged with the things that they're worried about, but I never can. I never do. Instead, my issues are different, and perhaps they're like yours. We have three cats. We have three calico cats. We love these kitty cats. However, these kitty cats, from time to time, will, as they call it, spray. They'll just, you know, give a little spray wherever they want, a territorial spray of pee wherever they want. I don't know why cats do this, but I know this. Our four litter boxes, because somebody said to me, well, you got three cats, you really need four litter boxes. Really? Because, you know, like I've lived in many places with one other person, two people in the same place. We share a bathroom. It's not always good, but I don't randomly pee in the corner. But cats do. We have four litter boxes for three cats, and they still randomly pee where they want to. Then I said, well, maybe they need food at different times of day, or maybe we need to move the litter boxes in different places, or maybe we need to use this additive, which is supposed to attract cats to the litter boxes. I have tried everything. My much younger, very beautiful, incredibly intolerant Irish wife said, you have to clean those boxes every single day. I'm like, well, you know, I got a network radio show I have to prepare for. The 15-year-old demanded a new cat. She got her third cat, and I said, you're going to have to share the burden of scooping these boxes because my wife won't do it. She didn't want the cats. She doesn't believe in cats, and she's lazy. She uses the excuse of I don't like the cats, but I've seen her with the cats. She likes them fine, but her excuse is I'm not going to do the litter. Therefore, the 15-year-old and I are supposed to do the litter boxes. We do the litter boxes. They are often immaculate. No aroma at all coming from the litter boxes. And yet, what happens? The cats pee at random times in random places. And then our challenge is to find it. Because we know they peed somewhere here, but we can't find exactly where they urinated. Then once we do, we've got the nature's miracle to get rid of the odor. And it's not called Nature's Miracle anymore. It's called like Eos. One company bought it. There's only one place. There's only one mixture that gets rid of the smell. Question, cat people, how do I get them to stop peeing in random locations? And there's no pattern to it. You might think, well, they always pee on shoes, or they always pee on this entranceway. No, no, there's no pattern to it. They're just very annoying. How do you get them to stop randomly peeing? Anytime I've asked you for help, you've been spectacular to me. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-6258. Coming up, we have Vic Ferrari's stories, his great police detective stories, and I have the drive-thru brew, the secrets of life in the drive-thru brew, and a special message for Midnight Misfits. Now, to decode the message, you're going to have to get it at Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show, go there, click Midnight Misfits. And Vic Ferrari stories, at a drive-thru brew. Oh, and the usual edition. The usual edition, which is our parody of public radio, a medium I really don't like anything about. But please help me determine, how do I get the cats to randomly spray, to stop spraying in my house? It's not getting any better. And my wife says, well, it's because you don't clean the litter boxes 24 hours a day continuously. That's not it. They've been with immaculate litter boxes, and it hasn't always stopped the problem. But I can go into my 8-year-old's room, and somewhere in there, they did it. And that means picking up every single toy and sniffing every single toy to find which toy is the culprit, or multiple toys, or multiple spots on the floor. And this is not how I want to spend my day. How do I get my cats to stop spraying? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Or we could talk about Portland, and you don't want to talk about Portland.
Color in sky, Prussian blue, scarlet.
Are they still rioting there? Are they still lighting bonfires on the street in Portland? Because that's not a real city, you know. Seattle's a real city, but Portland is not a real city. I've been to Portland, and they have bus lines called the Eagle, called the Hawk, called the Beaver Line. There's a bus line in Portland called the Beaver Line. And they say, yes, well, I'm going to take the beaver to my work. Like, what? That's how they talk. So that's not a real city. Seattle's a real city. But no one understands Seattle because it has a bay I really don't understand. Like, isn't that the ocean? No, that's a bay. How can a bay be that big? Confusing to me. But help me figure out what to do about the cats and to get them to stop spraying. Why do they call it that? Why don't they just call it going to the bathroom where they're not supposed to go? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What else we got tonight? We have the drive-thru brew, Vic Ferrari stories. We have another Florida edition. It's a very busy night. We're going to keep you busy. And then my Midnight Misfits, coming up in just 7-8 minutes, it'll be our time, our very special alone time. And we will talk about the unique qualities of being alone at this time of day. I love being alone at this time of day. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, very warm and dry for much of the West, very wet for the eastern half of Florida, getting cold around the Great Lakes with, for millions, the first frost advisory of the season. That's covering all of Illinois, including Chicago, most of Indiana, northwest Ohio, southern lower Michigan, and portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri. And the chill will only last tomorrow morning as temperatures moderate pretty quickly into the week ahead. Wildfires continue to burn tonight over 8 western states, but for firefighters, the wind is diminishing as it veers in directions. Still, air quality alerts for unhealthy air from the smoke, but there is good news ahead. Wet weather pushing into Washington, Oregon, and Northern California this week, starting as early as Friday. and wet weather across Florida. There's been a series of three cold fronts getting stalled across the southeast, producing flooding rains up the Atlantic side of Florida. Well, here comes the fourth in that series, the cold air around the Great Lakes behind this latest boundary. The problem is that these fronts get stuck and are plugging into deep tropical moisture over the Gulf of Mexico that's driving up the stalled fronts. It may rain off and on all week in Florida. And that sets up our reports on the tropics. That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, please tell me how to get my cats, my three cats, to stop spraying. Now, my much younger current wife says what you have to do, Walter, is constantly empty the litter box. Well, I'm not going to do that. I think every day and a half should be quite enough. Shauna in Citrus Heights, California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello there.
Shauna,
so
there you are.
I have a question for you. Yes,
there you
I'm
are.
Here.
There you are, Shauna. You and I are together now.
I have a question for you. Were the cats, you mentioned adding a new cat recently. Was the litter box issue okay before that?
No.
Did they use it properly?
No.
You already had a problem.
They use it properly, but then from time to time they get ideas. And they'll try a corner here. They'll try a shoe here. They'll dump on my kids' toys.
Interesting. But it did not, it was already happening before you added the cat.
Yeah, it happened before we added the third cat. And when we added the third cat added to the problem.
It got worse. I was thinking that if it were something that happened just after the addition of last cat, that there could be some behavioral thing going on. You might want to try that anyway. There's a product called Fellaway, and it's a pheromone-based thing for the cats, and it helps reduce stress, and it's supposed to mellow them out and make them happier. You can get a thing and plug it in the various rooms, or you can get a spray and spray. If you locate an area where they've been peeing, it may help calm something if there's a tension between the cats that could be upsetting them. Sometimes cats get territorial about the litter boxes. There may be some sort of deterrent in effect to using the litter boxes. I mean, you think it's an impulse, but I'm just saying there may be behaviorally something else going on with the cat.
What's the name of the relaxing product?
Fellaway, Fellaway. You can get it at PetSmart, something like that.
Shauna, thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We actually have a cat that listens. Mr. Sneakers, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. Meow. Hi.
Hi.
Walter, I agree with everything that Shauna said.
Yeah.
I've just experienced something with one cat over the past several months that has been very upsetting to me. He's going wherever he feels like it, whenever, however, and he's settled into my bedroom. So everything of his is in my bedroom now, including the litter. This is what I found out watching him constantly on the days that I took off. Just watching his behavior, we didn't add any new cats to the house. The only thing that was different initially was the litter. When they closed down some of the smaller stores, I wasn't able to get the litter that he used prior to the COVID shutdown. So I switched to another litter. And he was okay with that for about a week. And then he was not happy. I saw him actually peeing in the bedroom on my rug.
And what did you do? What did you do when you saw the cat peeing?
I freaked out. I didn't freak out on him. I just got so upset. First, I thought maybe something was wrong and he couldn't hold his urine and maybe there was a problem. But then I started trying other litters. I finally found a litter. And I changed he has four litter boxes for himself in different places in the apartment. So I got rid of his old ones. I put all new ones in, cleaned every day, sparkling clean. And what I realized was it was the litter itself. Even though when the small pet store opened where I got his other litter that he seemed to like for so long, he used that for about a week, and that was the end of that. He wouldn't use it. Not only was he peeing, he was pooing. So I believe me, I was so upset. I made an appointment with the vet. I thought there was something wrong with him until over the long course of Labor Day weekend, I realized when I switched, I bought two other different kinds of litter, one, and both of them were the light litter. So I tried the one. I got him a whole new box and the whole new 9 yards. And I used the new litter. And thank God, he didn't have a urinary problem. He seemed to like this litter, and he hasn't peed anywhere else. I mean, I'm talking my bedroom, okay? This is my bedroom.
Right.
He hasn't pooed or peed anywhere else. So I canceled the appointment with the vet, and I've been watching him ever since, and he's been fine. I would suggest that perhaps whatever litter that you've been using with them, they don't like for whatever reason. This is from my own experience. This is just what I've observed with my one cat. I agree with Shauna, though, that there could be other issues there with, you know, multiple cats in the house. But it's worth a try switching to another kind of litter.
Well, Mrs. Sneakers, thank you very much. A lot of this makes sense. I will try these new experiments because, you know, a man in my position needs even more hobbies, and I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. You're the best listener ever. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Dixie in Kansas City with solutions, with solutions for the cat peeing problem.
Well, I have heard two good suggestions. But I have a question for you, Walt. Are your cats males?
Three females.
They're females?
Three of them.
Okay. Are they neutered?
Yes.
They are. Well, that's what I was going to suggest.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're neutered. Therefore, I'm sorry. One male, two females. One male, two females.
But they're spayed and neutered.
Yes.
All three of them. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be my suggestion, that you take and have them spayed or neutered, whatever they were.
Where do you get your ribs? Where do you get your barbecue?
Sorry?
In Kansas City, where do you get your barbecue?
Ooh. Q's 39.
And at Christmas, do you go to the plaza at Christmas?
You know, I haven't done that in years.
Is there a reason?
It is so crowded. It is so congested. And at my age, I just don't like doing that anymore.
45? At 45, you don't like doing that anymore?
Yeah, I wish.
I love Kansas City. I just love Kansas City. I appreciate your call, listening on KMBZ. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. It's 16 past the hour. This is the only live network radio show now. There's nothing else live now. What are you going to get? The audio of 3 days ago, Meet the Press? Meet the Press, a very serious show with grown-ups quoting very grown-up things. We're very serious. Why would any radio station put audio from a TV show that's 3 days old on their radio stations? Shame on them. Irresponsible. You should lose your license. My number is 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, part two on how to set up your first aquarium. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
For over 15 years, I have had minor arthritis pain. It has slowly taken over me. I'll tell you something. 2 weeks ago, I'm going up the stairs in our house, and these are easy stairs, as they would say. I'm having a tough time getting up the stairs. Not today. Not today. Do you know why? You wanted me to tell you why? It's because of Hyland's new Flexmore medicine. It's a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Now I can walk up the stairs. I don't even think about it. It's as though I'm 30. Well, the cap is also easy to open, and I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And look at this body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications and have no side effects. And you can use it with the medications that the doctor says you need to take. No problem. You just take these. I take the Flexmore medication when I wake up, the daytime formula, and I take it right before I go to bed. It helps me relax. That's me. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S.com /arthritis. Hylands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase. Hylands.com/arthritis. Enter the promo code Walter so that you and I both get credit for this. And then find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you. But if you go to Hylands.com and at checkout enter Walter, you get $3 off. $3 off. Hylands.com/arthritis.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. You know about Harry's razors. Maybe you tried them a few years ago. Maybe you said, you know, I should try them again. Yes, you should try them again. That's because Harry's is always developing their razors and making them better. But unlike other companies, they don't raise the prices. Now, how do they deliver such quality at a low price? Well, they own the factory. They own the factory. And as a result, they confidently stand by a 100% quality guarantee. Here's what you do. You go to harrys.com and they have a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with the promo code Walter at harrys.com. It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. All that's going to cost you is $3. Well, they get me on shipping, don't they? No, the shipping is free. Don't forget to use Walter at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
So you've purchased the aquarium. You're going to need substrate. Choose a sand or a rock that you like the color of, that you can live with. I choose black most cases. Just an inside tip. You have the filtration, you have the, you're ready to get going, and you need to get a dechlorinator and a treatment for chloramines. It's one product, Seachem makes one, also API. It removes especially chloramines that do not evaporate over time like chlorine does. So you get that in, you've treated the water. And what's next? Well, you get the filtration running and you put in the heater. Usually I let the heater wait a day before I plug it in to make sure that there's all the same temperature. So you plug it in. Most tropical fish, by the way, want to be kept between the 78 degrees and 82 degrees. I would check on Google and find what is the best temperature for the type of fish that you have chosen. Also, once you have it set up, once it's reached 76 or 78, whatever degrees you decide for your fish, let it run for 2-3 days. And let's say you purchased a 40-gallon aquarium and you're doing very small tetras. Do not go out and purchase 60 fish to put in your aquarium on day one. It will lead to a spike in ammonia, nitrates. It will kill your fish. So pick up a small amount of fish. So let's just say you have a certain type of fish you want to get 5-10 of them. If it's a 40-gallon aquarium, if it's a smaller aquarium, you may want to do a little bit less and allow that to run for the first 2-3 weeks, because that builds up the good beneficial bacteria in your filtration that will take care of the excrement and urine of the fish. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
All right, coming up, we have the drive-through brew and our parody of public radio called The Usual Edition. You ever been to Parma, Ohio? You ever been to Parma, Ohio? That's the first place that I saw a drive-through brew. Let me explain again what a drive-through brew is. It's a little house, a shack, and you can drive your car through it. And once inside, you'll be surrounded by refrigeration units filled with beer and soda. And then over there on the wall, you will see cigarettes and T-shirts. Most of these places make most of their money from the T-shirts. Parma, Ohio determines who the President of the United States is going to be. They have the best record of electing the next president. And therefore, whenever I have the opportunity to drive through Parma, Ohio, I do. And I pay very close attention to the lawns, because the lawns of Parma, Ohio will be decorated with electioneering signs. By the way, I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey, where there were no electioneering signs on the lawn. They weren't allowed. No, there was a city ordinance. You could not put electioneering or real estate signs on your lawn, and everybody was better off for it. Let me tell you about Parma, Ohio, if you haven't been there. Drew Carey is from there. They have great breakfast shops and diners. Not a lot of them, because no place in Ohio has actual real diners. To me, a diner is open 24 hours. I don't think there is one in Ohio. When I left Jersey, I thought those were everywhere. When I left New York City, I thought there were diners where they were open 24 hours a day. Imagine my shock and disappointment and horror that they were not. Good luck finding a 24-hour diner once you get 50 miles west of New York City. Good luck. You can get them in Philly, Jersey, New York City. That's about it. But in Parma, Ohio, they have a few breakfast diners. What they call a diner in the rest of the country actually closes at 2 p.m. or 2:30 p.m., which is you're kidding. That's not a diner. That's a hobby. Right, Mr. Trucker? That's a hobby. There are all these diners that close at 2:30 p.m., and I thought all these diners were out of business. I'd go to them like, oh, gee, another one's out of business. But they weren't. They just closed at 2:30. They didn't want to put on a second shift, which is silly. Parma, Ohio is a very interesting town, and it is a microcosm of what's going to happen in the next election. First of all, Parma, Ohio is immaculate. The lawns are perfectly kept, the houses are painted, the roofs are new, the cars are washed. But the houses are not big. The cars are not Jaguars. The average income is $59,000 a year. The average home is worth about $80,000. And this is more than fine. But it's not an upper-middle-class town or a middle-class town. It's a lower-middle-class town. Everybody in Parma has a job. In Parma, there are many, many taverns, not bars, taverns. And to me, a tavern is where you go and you park yourself for the day. People go there, park themselves for the day, and they have a lot of really exotic, a lot of exotic sports betting going on in these taverns that's legal somehow. You play hearts and you can win, $1 million. I have no idea how it works. There are multiple Kmarts. There are two Kmarts in Parma, Ohio. There are many dance classes, many cheerleading classes. This is very representative of the best of America because, again, this is driven by people working. Now, for a long time, they got to work at the Lordstown plant for Chevrolet for General Motors. That got closed. But there is a General Motors plant in Parma. Many people from the UAW work there. I pay attention to passion. I've done so many focus groups in my previous career, so much research, that I pay attention to passion. How passionate is somebody about a given subject? When Donald Trump ran in 2006, there were dozens of Trump signs on every lawn in Parma, Ohio. Dozens. if there was a barn, a trailer, a big garage, an entire side of those garages would be Trump. This time, when I drove through it, I was very surprised to see that there was a Trump sign, a modest Trump sign, on about one out of 20 lawns. It was not what I was expecting, and it's not what I saw last time. They may vote for Trump. I promise you most of them will. There were no Biden signs. There were no Biden signs in Parma, Ohio. None. But I was surprised to see that the level of passion seems to have diminished for Trump in Parma, Ohio, which may be a telling sign about the election. I am so glad, if you missed it, I am so glad that the president of the United States is out of the hospital, because he's the president of the United States. And I am disgusted and appalled by anybody who says things like, well, you know, I'm glad he's there. I hope he doesn't come out. I mean, I was really like, really? He's the president of the United States. You respect that office. Show that office respect. Well, he doesn't show it respect. Fine. Then you show it respect and don't be a hypocrite. That's the opportunity today. The president is out of the hospital. His signs look good. There's a good chance that he'll make a full recovery. That's what his doctors say. But don't forget who he is. He's the president of the United States. And when that man gets sick, the stock market plummets 290 points in one day. And that's exactly what happened. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's great to be with you. Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. This is
only a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. After a break of a couple of weeks, the tropics are starting to get active again. Nothing like September, but we still need to stay weather alert. Cat 5 hurricanes can happen, like Michael happened a couple of years ago in October. And this time, we're watching a tropical storm. Tropical Storm Gamma, the third name in the Greek alphabet, that's now forecast to stay a tropical storm and hug the southern Mexican coast. So no worries for us. But behind Gamma, by several days, is another tropical wave that has a 90% chance of developing as Delta sometime this week. And what is steering Gamma tonight will not be there when Delta approaches the Gulf of Mexico. So the speculation is that we may have another Gulf Coast storm to deal with. If you might be in harm's way again, make sure you replace anything used in the hurricane safety kit. And of course, we'll be watching for you. Now, quickly, the week ahead, and that means more rain and storms for Florida tomorrow and Tuesday, but the rest of the country will be quiet, just starting to get really hot again. Northeast rains will be added on Wednesday, more tropical moisture along the Gulf Coast starting Thursday, and by Saturday spreading northward to the Tennessee Valley. And here comes that needed Pacific rain on Friday. Yay! My email, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the Usual Edition from Public Radio.
Welcome to the Usual Edition. Tonight's Usual Edition is made possible by a grant from Aluminum for All. We recognize that aluminum in our water brings aluminum to our tables in all forms.
Everyone at Public Radio is vibrating from this week's debate. We have gone over the video again and again to focus and fixate on our man Joe. We want to be like Joe, dress like Joe, marry a doctor like Joe. His essence is spilling into our very life force. For whip-around coverage of the blessed event, we go to our new reporter, Casey Attabat.
Rachel, I'm on the streets of Cleveland for instant reaction to the birthing of Joe Biden as president. There's no point in delaying the election now that we've heard Joe speak. Here's street people sharing their thoughts on Joe Biden.
What he's saying, Spock, is that a man holds that much power, even with the best intentions, just can't resist the urge to play God.
Thank you, Doctor. I was able to gather the meaning.
It also proves another Earth saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Darn clever, these Earthmen, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Earthmen like Ramses, Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, Hitler, Lee Kuan. Your whole Earth history is made up of men seeking absolute power.
Next in Cleveland, we will express our thanks to Terry Francona, manager of the Cleveland Indians, because most Clevelanders believe Francona won the debate, even though they were still in shock that Cleveland won a game this week.
Casey at the bat. It's good to have you on the public radio team.
I know nothing about sports.
Modesty has no place here. We are go-getters and award winners.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by donations from listeners like you who just want free DVDs, t-shirts, and coffee mugs. We got all you want, usually featuring violin logos and line drawings of Beethoven.
I'm on my way to Biden's guest house, where the entire public radio staff will spend the next 4 years steeped in quiche.
Well, it turns out that your great president in the hospital was shown sitting at a desk signing papers, looking very official. Well, it seems that those papers that he was signing were blank. He was attempting to show that he's still working. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, shared one of the images writing, "Nothing can stop him from working for the American people. Relentless!" But the president's attempts to appear undeterred by the virus were quickly picked apart by eagle-eyed viewers. The images appear to attempt to show a passage of time as the location has changed, as has Trump's outfit. But metadata of the images reported show they're taken in minutes apart. Listen, I don't care. I just care that he's recovering and that he continues to recover and continues to be our president, because the worst thing that could happen to our country is a disruption of that chain of command. That is the worst thing that could happen. As you saw in one day, the stock market plummeted 280 points. The price of gas plummeted. Now I can get it for $1.83 a gallon. And world leaders can take advantage of us very quickly. He needs to appear strong. He is strong. I continue to pray for his recovery. I am shocked and disgusted that other elected officials in the United States of America have not all wished him well. Apparently, and boy, please tell me if I'm wrong, Mayor de Blasio of New York City did not show the basic common courtesy to wish him well, to send him a card, his wife a card, a little gift, something, anything. But Mayor de Blasio, he's very busy with theatrics, very busy.
I built a wall at Gracie Mansion, but not to keep the Mexicans out. My administration embraces diversity and progressivism and what's a rhyme? Hold on. I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay. All right, I'm loving it.
It's 41 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love this product, Harry's Razor Blades. Harry's Razor Blade handle and foaming gel. It's incredible. I thought I had shaved. You know, I've been around a little while. I thought I had shaved until I tried a Harry's blade, and this is a completely different experience. Part of the experience is you don't overpay for the Harry's razors. Now they have an offer for brand new customers. You get $5 off a Harry's trial set with the promo code, ready? Walter. Promo code Walter at harrys.com. It includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, which smells great, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You're getting all this for $3. A 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Don't forget to use the promo code Walter at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
For over 15 years, I have suffered with minor arthritic pain. Now, I'm not going to waste your time telling you that. Who cares? I'm going to share with you a solution that I have found that works for me. It's called Highlands Flexmore Medicine, FLEX. Highlands Flexmore Medicine. It is a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. You took it right now, it would help you relax and go to sleep. It helps ease muscle and joint pain as well as arthritis and cramping and stiffness. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter the promo code Walter at checkout and get $3 off your purchase. Highlands.com/Walter. Or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division. So in the mid-90s, I was assigned to an auto theft task force, and we were working quite a bit with the LoJack tracking device, which is installed from authorized dealers in a vehicle, and when someone reports their car stolen to the police, we're able to track the car and recover it and hopefully make an arrest. So with LoJack's newfound success, they decided to branch out to overseas markets. So one afternoon, I got a phone call from our LoJack rep who asked if he'd be able to bring over a couple of guys from the Moscow Police Department that were touring the United States. So the following day, he brings these guys over, and it was four of the scariest looking dudes you ever saw and their interpreter. None of these guys spoke a word of English except for their interpreter, who was probably a KGB agent. So we went out and we showed him how the LoJack device worked, and we gave him a tour around the police station. And you could tell these guys had watched a lot of NYPD movies and they had a lot of questions. So when we got to the question and answer segment, the interpreter started asking questions like, how many people have you killed? Or, you know, how many, you know, what type of gun would you use to stop a car? I says, well, we can't get away with that over here. We're not allowed to shoot at cars or, you know, kill people indiscriminately. And then one guy asked, is it difficult to get a confession? And he's pounding his hand to his fist. So I had to explain things like Miranda warnings and the police aren't allowed to smack around suspects to get confessions. So when it was time to go, the Russians had these medallions for us on lanyards. They were really nice. And it was something commemorating Moscow Police Department's 100th anniversary. And typical NYPD fashion, we had nothing to give these guys. So I felt bad. Me and another guy ran upstairs to the locker room. I got a black garbage bag and I began filling it with nightsticks and hats and helmets and shirts that were just laying around the locker room. I brought it downstairs and these guys were like kids in a candy store. Before you knew it, they had ripped the bag open and they were fighting over this stuff. So we're watching them, and they're like kids, you know, putting on the hats and posing with the nightsticks. And my partner goes, no, one of these guys are fighting for toilet paper over there. I said, dude, I'm telling you right now, you are lucky these guys don't speak a word of English. They would tear you limb for limb. But, you know, they gave us the nice medals, and we gave them some nice memories, and everybody went on their way.
Now, the adventures of the drive-thru brew. Drive in to the beer barn and drive out with your dreams. Well, today, Jake and the manager are learning how to deal with customers who escaped from New York City.
This is so much pressure. These New Yorkers have crazy demands. We are a beer barn, not an all-purpose spa.
We accommodate all customers, Jake. What do they demand of you?
Why, today I had a demand for a pedicure while they were ordering our unpopular MAGA hats. And, oh, here's a customer.
Yes, hi. We just moved here from West 79th Street. Do you have French croissants, gluten-free corn muffins, all-wise midri mead made from that Sprouse twin?
We may be twins, but we are not brothers.
And M-Hop's beer from Hanson?
You seem to be blinded by a glow from your Gucci, city boy.
Tune in every week for Adventures of the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
One of the problems of going back to work, because you were working just fine at home. There was no problem working at home, but now they want you to go back to work because they're paying big bucks for those office buildings. They may have invested and actually own those office buildings, or they just want to keep an eye on you, because that is the failing of most managers, of most businesses, is at the end of the day, no matter how much they talk about, yes, you should be able to work on your own time and your own schedule and blah, 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 no matter how much they say that, they want to keep an eye on you. And then in most states, there are very stupid labor laws that says in order to be a full-time employee, you have to work 40 hours a month. Whether the job takes 40 hours or not, that's where it's stupid. It's not based on need or time. If you work in an idea business, a thought business, where you have to come up with ideas, if you get a great thought in the shower and that gets you through the next 2 months, you've done your job. Why do you have to sit at a desk for 40 hours a week to get paid? In most states, there's a law about how many hours it is to be a full-time employee. That should be up to your employer. Your employer should be able to say, well, this job takes 18 hours a week at the most. And if they want to pay you what you're making now and you come in for 18 hours, you'll be more productive. You'll be far more productive than if you're sitting there trying to look busy. But the worst thing about going back to work is all the eccentricities of your coworkers will come through. You'll be reminded again of all the wackiness of the people you work with. It'll become very clear. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, who is the wackiest person I've ever seen at work? Well, it's a long list. You know, when you're a consultant, you go business to business as I used to be. Or you do affiliate relations where you convince radio stations to take certain shows. You get to see everything. Everything! Most of it you don't want to see. But the wackiest meeting I ever went to, I think I told you this story, but I'm not sure. It's worth hearing because it's a good reminder of what you may walk back into when you go back to work physically, which I don't recommend. It's the dumbest thing. I had this meeting, and I go to this meeting, and I'm with, who was I with? Was I alone? I may have been alone. Maybe one other person. I go to this meeting, and it's at 10 in the morning. At 10:35, the meeting begins. The secretary of this executive shows up and takes me into the meeting room. Now, this meeting room was like a surgical theater. It was immaculate. It was sealed off from the rest of the building. There was actual police tape in front of the meeting room. There was police tape across the door because no one was supposed to go into that meeting room because the boss was going to use that meeting room that day to see me. I go into this meeting room and I sit down, and there is one light on, a single light. It's not on me. It's on the spot where the executive is going to sit. A very plain meeting room, one baby spot where that executive is going to sit. And this is a very big guy. And I'm sitting there, and now I'm like pushing an hour since the meeting was supposed to start. We're sitting there, and I swear to God, the secretary comes in with a silver bowl, a very proper Tiffany-type silver bowl. And in the bowl, packed to the top, were Tootsie Rolls. And I thought, oh, this is very nice. We get to have some Tootsie Rolls before the meeting. She puts it right under the baby spotlight of this executive. And the baby spot is on the Tootsie Rolls. And she says, Frank likes his Tootsie Rolls. And then she leaves. And then she comes in with a dirty styrofoam chest and opens it. And in it is a variety of sodas chilled on this ice. She does not say to me, would you like anything? No, this is for Frank. It's put behind his chair. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be some meeting. There are the Tootsie Rolls. There's the dirty ice chest with a variety of drinks for Frank. and it's chilled. There's duct tape over the thermostat. It must have been set to 40. It was a hot state, but it must have been set to 40. Now I'm sitting there. Sorry. Now I'm sitting there, and now we're looking at the Tootsie Rolls, the one baby spot, the 45-degree temperature, the police tape all over the room. No one's coming in that room but me and this guy. And now he comes in, this very high, powerful executive. He's in shorts that look dirty to me, but maybe I'm wrong, and a Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops. Big guy, big job. But that's not the most eccentric thing. The most eccentric thing is that he was located where this meeting was. This was his home. He worked out of his home. His address, however, was 500 miles away at corporate headquarters. And if you wanted him to get anything, you had to send it to corporate headquarters, even though you knew he lived in this different location. It was all wacky. It was all wacky. I don't remember anything of the meeting except I didn't get what I wanted. I couldn't have even begin to know how to sell to this. But these eccentricities are coming back to me now when you start to imagine going to work and having to deal with the whack jobs that you work with. Good luck. Next week, why don't we talk about that? Let's talk about whack jobs you work with. Vent a little excitement. Oh, my gosh, we're going into the third shift in Las Vegas at KXNT Radio. I'd love to see what you're looking at. Send me a Sterling snap right now. Take out your iPhone. Take out your Android phone. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at and email it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I'll post it on Facebook later in the week, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Have we had a spectacular time tonight? I think this is one of the gold star shows. Remember, you and I, the greatest gift a misfit can be given is a request for help. I have a podcast. Please download my podcast. That's all that the bosses care about. That's all the sales weasels want. The name of my podcast is Midnight Misfit. You can get it at Apple iTunes, radio.com, or wherever fine podcasts are sold. Why aren't we on five nights a week? Shouldn't we be on five nights a week? All right, have fun this week. Walter Sterling, Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.